Watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour. Saint Bibiana, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the stories of the saints are really very interesting. There are many books that are full of many stories, but these stories are true. And these stories point us to the happy end of our story, which is going to heaven. For example, today. Today we have the feast day of Saint Bibiana, or Saint Vivian. And she lived at a time when it looked like all of the trouble was over. You see, the Christians for 300 years had been persecuted and fed to lions and things like that. But then now, everything was quiet, and her daddy was in charge of Rome. It's called being the prefect of the city of Rome, a very important job, I think a bit like being a mayor. When all of a sudden, and for just a few years, there was a pagan as an emperor again. Only he wasn't supposed to be a pagan. He had been baptized, and in fact, he had been tonsured, and he broke the vows of his baptism, and that's called being an apostate. Remember, we had that word on Sunday in the sermon? He was an apostate from the Christian religion, and kind of a crazy fellow, too, and his name was Julian the Apostate. Well, Julian the Apostate didn't dare persecute everybody, but he just persecuted some Christians secretly and sort of on the side, because that's as much as he could get away with, and he was a rather cowardly emperor, too. And so, because St. Vivian's father, Flavian, was an important man in the empire, he was secretly arrested, accused of treason. He was branded on his forehead as a slave, and he was sent off somewhere where he died of mistreatment. A couple of weeks later, the pagans came for St. Vivian's mother, and her name was St. Daphrosa, and they just chopped off her head, and that was an end of it. Now, she was all alone in their big house. It was a big house because eventually that house was made into a church. They were all alone in their big house, just Vivian and her sister, whose name was Demetria. Well, the pagans thought, we'll put pressure on the girls. We'll take away all of their food. So one day the soldiers came and they cleared out the cabinets, and they took absolutely everything. There wasn't even any peanut butter left. And then they did the refrigerator and the freezer, and the larder was bare. There was nothing left. And they said to them, to the girls, well, we'll see how long this lasts before you worship the emperor and all of our pagan gods again, the way we used to. Well, the girls persevered in prayer. They said, God will take care of us, and in any case, we won't break God's commandments. Then the next thing, the emperor sent some soldiers to check on them, and he was very surprised that they were looking hale and hearty, and they had red color in their cheeks, and were pretty animated, too. After a few weeks without any food, imagine that. God takes care of his own children. Then, when the emperor got that report, he was very angry, and so he had the girls hauled into court to see the judge, and the judge said, well, we'll see about that. And as soon as Demetria was taken up to the judge's, you know how the judge sits in this big tall kind of a stand, and you have to stand in front of him when you're accused. Well, as soon as she was brought in front of the judge and he was up on his high chair, she just dropped dead. And that was it. Our Lord had said, my child, you've suffered enough for the faith. You now get to go to heaven as sort of an honorary martyr. And so Demetria went to heaven, as did Vivian's father and mother, but that left poor Vivian all by herself. Imagine, without her family, and there in court facing the judge, gulp. Now what would she do? Never mind. The Holy Ghost was with her. She had been confirmed. She was a soldier of Christ. She kept her wits about her. Then the devil does this, you know, children. Eventually, instead of being very hard on us, he's very easy on us. And he tries to sweeten the deal. So the judge ordered her, Vivian, to be given to a very wicked lady whose name was Miss Rufina. And Miss Rufina made her living from being wicked. And at the same time, she had beautiful clothing and jewelry and a wonderful house and TV and stereo, everything you could possibly want, she had, and more. Well, do you think that St. Vivian was bamboozled by that, taken in? Not for a minute, children. She saw through it right away. She could see in this woman's eyes that there was something wrong. Sure, she had beautiful makeup on and she was dressed like a princess and her shoe collection was fabulous. But Vivian was not deceived. She could see deep down into her soul that she was a wicked woman and she was breaking God's laws. And all she wanted to do was to get Vivian to be corrupt and wicked too. Well, she wouldn't hear it. She wouldn't go along with it. She wouldn't take part in anything that Rufina proposed to her to do. She said, no, I'm going to be faithful to our Lord and the Ten Commandments, and I'm going to say my prayers, and you can keep your clothing, because it was immodest clothing, you know, that she wanted her to wear. And she would walk away from the bad music and turn off the TV. She wouldn't have anything to do with anything that was wicked or bad. She kept herself pure and holy. Now, when the report came to the judge and the emperor, they were very angry. And pretty soon, St. Vivian, as a reward for her faithfulness, was able to go straight to heaven too. She was beaten to death, and it probably didn't last too long because she was just a little girl. It didn't take too long. She was scourged the same way our Lord was scourged before he was crucified. And then, as the final insult, the pagans used to do this, her body, remember how we visited the body of St. Maria Goretti? Well, that her body was a holy relic, wasn't it? And that's the reason why you went to see and to pray at her body a while ago. Well, the body of St. Vivian was a holy relic too. So the pagans, to show their contempt for Christianity, threw it into kind of like a sewer, and usually the wild dogs from the streets would come at night and eat those bodies. What an awful thought. But that time, they did not. The dogs kept watch to preserve St. Vivian's body without being hurt in any way. And the next night, a holy priest came. He was very brave, and he took St. Vivian's body and he wrapped it up in a cloak and he carried it to the catacombs outside of Rome, and there she was buried until the time was safe. Later on, a pope moved her body back to her house, and that her house was turned into a church, and it became a very important church. And people today that suffer from problems or diseases of the head, or that suffer from what's called hangovers at this time of the year, they used to pray to St. Vivian, and she would help them out, because when you're a Catholic, you have a patron saint for everything. Well, that's the story of our saint today. She never thought anything would happen. She just had to kind of go with the flow, children. But it was the flow of the Holy Ghost. God willed for these trials to happen to her, but God never abandoned her. And you know what? She never abandoned God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.